All right, I have been DM'd by a verified source that says, quote, I used to work at Disneyland. We had a whole training session where we were taught how to describe Goofy. He's not a dog. He's not a cow. We were told, quote, Goofy is a Goofy. So take that what you will.
He's just Goofy.
Something changed. Because remember when I was running through his aliases, his previous last name was Dog.
He's a dog, man. Like, let's just... Not a dog man. He's a dog, comma, man.
No, actually, Chris, you were right. He's a dog man. He's an anthropomorphic dog. A dog that shows human capabilities and appearance, and he's a dog man.
Yeah, but Disney's so no saying comma. It's a cow. That's what they're telling you.
No, Disney says it's a Goofy.
Oh, okay.
You don't listen. It's a...
Oh, I don't know. It depends which Disney you talk to. I mean... You're right, I don't listen.
I don't think you were listening, but you're pretty good. Just like you weren't listening to Victor Cruz completely disagree with you several times over.
Yeah, it sounded like he agreed. I don't know. Listen, he made a clarification. He said for wide receivers, he understands. Listen, a wide receiver, one catch might be 75 yards. You're a little tired. You give a little two-yard plunge to a running back or a fullback. But a running back who, you know, is toting the rock seven times in a drive, getting you all 75 yards, getting you down to the four-yard line, and then you decide, oh, now it's time for Taysom Hill. That's not cool.
Can you do me a favor?
Kamara's upset.
Can you just bring up the drive that Alvin Kamara gained 75 of the yards and then Taysom Hill just snuck in for the final one?
I can't name it off the top of my head. I would have to go back and look. But I have Kamara on my fantasy team, and I'm telling you, this is what's happening. I'm flatly telling you that every time they get to the goal line, it used to go to Alvin Kamara. It doesn't go to Drew Brees, and now it's going to Taysom Hill.
Alvin Kamara has been banged up a little bit this year. They have a good goal line weapon in Taysom Hill, who's been very efficient. You're saying their problem is that Taysom Hill is too good at scoring touchdowns once they get to the goal line?
I'm saying the problem is that Sean Payton's playing a dangerous game. Taysom Hill is not going to be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the year, okay? Drew Brees is eventually going to come back. And then you're going to ask Alvin Kamara to score touchdowns when you spent 5 weeks taking touchdowns away from Alvin Kamara.
So you think he's going to be incapable of it?
I don't think he's going to try nearly as hard for Sean Payton as perhaps he would have had Payton given him those touchdowns that he gave to Taysom Hill. That's all I'm saying. It's fair.
You're just bullshitting.
Yeah, I am.
It's all right.
It's really just a fantasy-drenched take. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
You know what Alvin Kamara has to do is big playoff game. They're down one, score 2 yard line. Like, Alvin, your ball. He takes off his helmet. He goes, nah, give it to Taysom, see what he can do.
Yeah,
if he gets it in for you.
And the other thing he's doing with Kamara, Mike, and you know this, if he doesn't give it to Taysom Hill, he gives it to Latavius Murray. I mean, this guy,
Latavius Murray, actually had the drive where he gained 70 of the yards.
Yeah, and he fed him with a touchdown. You feed the beast when he does that for you. What does Sean Payton do when Kamara gives you 75 yards? He feeds Taysom Hill.
I don't think Kamara's given them the 75 yards.
Well, I think he has.
I think you're going off of two games. The first game, Taysom Hill had the best average yards per attempt, or the second best, and the second best completion percentage.
Right.
So there were.
They've also won eight straight.
Yeah, they've won eight straight. And Sean Payton said himself, now I've pigeonholed myself as the resident Taysom Hill defender, that they were playing a team without a quarterback, so their whole game plan was just, all right, Taysom, you just run, and we'll let the defense do stuff, and the only way the Broncos can score is if we're out here taking bigger risks.
Right.
You say Brian Flores is playing a dangerous game. You say Sean Payton's playing a dangerous game. We're trying to figure out the coach that's playing the safest game.
That's a very good question. How do you feel, by the way? Like, are you going to want Tua back, or you know, that's the dangerous game I'm talking about. You don't know if you want Tua or you want Fitzpatrick because they're winning with Fitzpatrick. Dangerous game. I'll tell you the safe game in a minute.
But you do know. You do know that what the ceiling is with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you want to play Tua. That's it.
Would you describe a cow's ears as floppy? Because I think they're somewhere in the in between.
Yeah, they.
I mean,
not
I could
pointy, not pointy, but not floppy.
Well, there seems to be a fair amount of cartilage in these ears, but I could see where an animator might take some liberties and make them floppy, and I won't have too much of an objection over it. But not as floppy as a dog's ears. But some dogs' ears have less floppy ears than even cows. So you got to sort of pin down what type of dog Goofy is if he wasn't already an anthropomorphic one.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that I saw a cow in a canal and I called animal services?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I was a local artist. Yeah, sorry. Then I have to.
And then there was no ending because you never checked on the cow, so we still. Well, don't know
I
what did. Happened to
I
it.
Did drive by like a days later, and the cow was gone. So I assumed that everything went to plan.
A canal.
Or bottom of the canal.
Oh, yeah. It walked out. Yeah.
Hmm. You should swim in the canal, see if it's in there, just in case.
Double check.
I've heard a rumor. I've heard a rumor that armadillos walk on the bottom of canals. Is that true?
Like on the canal floor.
Yeah, like they go all the way down and walk on the canal floor and then walk back up. Is that true?
I've never heard this.
How the hell would any of us know
so
if
you're
that's true?
An armadillo, that would make an armadillo rather amphibious.
It would, wouldn't it?
Wow. You type in armadillo walking underwater. The nine-banded armadillo is noted for its movement through water, which is accomplished via two different methods. It can walk underwater for short distances, holding its breath for as long as 6 minutes. Also, to cross larger bodies of water, it is capable of increasing its buoyancy by swallowing air. And I have to click something else.
I guess it's true.
Wow, you see it in pools all the time.
Did anyone else struggle with... I did not enjoy the Wednesday 3:40 kickoff.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I mean,
why we all just have like we're all doing like that's like either your spouse is coming home and wants to talk about their day, or you got to go pick up your kid. You're putting up Christmas lights. Like it's just a busy time for like a crunch time football game.
I had to watch. There was a Chelsea conflict. I was watching Champions League.
Oh, that's right. You had the conflict. For me, the conflict was this: like 3:40-ish. My kids are done with virtual school. The classes they're taking at home. They start coming out of the bedrooms. They come downstairs. They're getting out of the fighting starts with my wife. They're bickering back and forth. And that's right around the time where I start figuring, hey, I'm going to go play some golf. You know, it's like
it's peace out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, did anybody watch the tree lighting ceremony?
No.
Oh,
I forgot that.
That was supposed
they
to bring
did that?
In. Yeah, they really? Did that. They wanted that in primetime. That's why it was an afternoon game, because NBC did not want to move the tree lighting ceremony.
Got it. Okay.
They thought that would bring the country together more than Ravens Steelers.
You can't really light a tree at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's a very good point. Great point. Although in New York, you can certainly light it at like 5 o'clock. We can do this leading in to the game. It gets dark early this time of year in New York. It could have been the other way around, but they really prioritize the Rockefeller tree. Is the tree looking better? Has anyone... I saw it lit up, and it didn't look like the shaggy thing
like
was falling
it
apart.
It looks like somebody picked the tree with a blindfold. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're New York City. Like, you're supposed to have an immaculate tree.
Any, mini, money, more.
It's just sad.
Have you guys gotten trees? Like, have you guys...
Yeah, I got a tree.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
So are people still set up like side of the road, some Christmas trees on their tents and all that stuff down here?
I got mine at Lowe's.
Oh, okay. All you guys got trees?
I don't have a tree yet. I'm going to this weekend, I believe.
Right. I got my tree set up, bought it at Costco for a very low, cheap amount.
Yeah, are you a fake tree guy? Are you a real tree guy?
No, real tree guy. Got to have the real tree. And then I amp it up with a nice candle, a fresh balsam candle. Makes it, you know, the entire place smell like a forest.
So Christmas is basically the same. There are no changes to. I mean, people are going out, at least down here. Well, listen, everything
is
the same.
I was socially distanced.
Actually, I take it back. Down here, everything's the same. Mike, I'm telling you, it's as if there is no pandemic down here. And it's starting to bother me.
I was wearing a mask when I was picking out my tree. So
okay,
picking it out. If you showed it to me in 2019 saying, hey, this is the image of you shopping for a Christmas tree, it looked a lot different than it did in 2019.
It just feels like there are no rules down here. It feels like every other state is abiding by some set of rules, some sort of standard, and we have none.
Well,
like it's
a little bit different. I don't know. Like in Miami, I feel like we're taking it more seriously than other parts of the state, certainly.
Right.
But I'm not exactly sure what it is in your neck of the woods, because you live like in Jacksonville.
Yeah, in my neck of the woods, it's people walking around without masks, not giving a bleep about anything or anyone other than themselves. That's what I fit in well there, by the way. But I'm doing it with a mask. I mean, playing golf with a mask.
Yeah, I don't believe you one bit.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a lie.
You got a heater sticking out of your mask.
I put a hole in one of my masks.
That sounds like something you would do, actually.
What, a hole in the mask, Roy?
Yeah, a hole in the mask, yeah.
Yeah. Blow the smoke right into the mask. Really?